Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening in today. It's a pleasure to have you with us. It is a great day here at Exit Coach Radio. We have 200 guests in front of us. Not today. We have 7 guests in front of us today, but we have 200 guests booked onto the show in front of us. We are fully booked. We're going to be doing close to 12 shows, 12 interviews a week for the next many weeks, and of course it'll stretch out beyond that. So I'm really excited about that, and I want to thank our new sponsors, Business Enterprise Institute, and our affiliates in spirit. Vistage International has been great to us. They've provided us with very many guests, and I'm a member of that group, and also ProVisors, which is a fantastic group of advisors. And we're going to talk today. Our first guest is Michael Constantino, and he's with American Liberty Financial. He's the CEO of that firm. And we're going to talk about a book that he's written called America's Retirement Crisis. And, you know, there's a lot going on right now in Congress. There's a new bill that's been introduced called the Older Americans Act. I'm looking at an email I recently got from AARP. There's a lot going on as the baby boomers who are now age 50 and moving into, it'll start at age 51 now. So let's just call them age 50 plus, you know, age 50 plus, 77 million people are facing some interesting times ahead as we get a lot of people moving towards their exit of their business and their retirement age. So let's start it off with Michael. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill.
Pleasure to have you. Hey, I'm interested in learning all about the book. And you operate a firm called American Liberty Financial, so it sounds like you're in the retirement planning business. Is that right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we specialize in fixed planning here, and we're based out of Michigan, Bill.
Based out of Michigan, okay. And it's cold in Michigan.
Yeah, that's the understatement of the day, Bill.
I think
the wind chill is hitting somewhere about 15 below today, so it's interesting.
That's terrible. Okay, well, I hope you come visit us sometime soon, Michael. But stay inside and stay warm. But tell us about what's going on. Why is it such a crisis? What's going on, and why did you write this book?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think my journey first began back in 2008 after the crash there, and that was like the third one in about 14 years at the time. And I just felt like, hey, there had to be a better way to do planning, and started me on my journey. And as I sat back and I looked at the changes that occurred, you know, developmentally as far as, you know, people planning for retirement, everything really changed around 1978 as I started doing my research, where you had defined benefits, a world that everyone was living in where they received their pensions, they had their cushy pensions, the majority of people, and their Social Security income, and things went well. Well, with that act, defined contributions came into play, where you actually had to start taking care of your own retirement income, and essentially, thus the 401k came about, and things started changing radically, you know, from that defined benefits to defined contribution. And I think we're starting to see the effects of it, as you were mentioning at the beginning of your show there, just how it's starting to affect not only the people that are just approaching it, but how people have to plan better, you know, in your 30s and 40s for that, you know, the income that you're going to need in retirement.
Yeah, they used to refer to it as the three-legged stool. You had Social Security, you had your defined benefit plan, which would provide income for life, and some people still have that. And I can tell you, as a planner myself, and you know this, but when you map out a plan for somebody and they have that defined benefit plan, it takes a tremendous burden off of running out of money, right? I mean, it's that extra check that we always
want. Absolutely.
And then you had whatever you could do personally, your personal income and those types of programs. And they've yanked that one leg out of the stool. So now it's a two-legged stool, and they don't balance very well. And then
so
we
true.
Have, of course, the headwinds of higher taxes, lower yields, and the threatening environment of Social Security? Will it be there as we know it, or what's going to happen? So how are people to deal with all of this stuff? What are some of the challenges that you see ahead besides what I've just outlined?
Yeah, you know, the Social Security income is a big one there. You've got a situation where you're about 15 years away from being underfunded, and we're in a situation where, you know, either taxes are going to have to increase, either you're going to have to push the benefits back, or you're going to get some kind of a combination of that effect taking place. And you also talked about taxes. Well, you know, we got $18 trillion in debt. We've got a healthcare system that just went into place. It still hasn't been taxed, and some experts are saying maybe as much as 5% hit in taxes across the board. You know, in my opinion, at least taxes are going to be going up. Something's got to be done here to put things into check again. So you're battling a couple major issues there that most people really have no clue about it or how it's going to affect them. And I think when you look at that in combination with a 401k, as I find in talking to people on a regular basis, is in many cases their only vehicle they have. And when you look back at the history of it, Bill, it wasn't really designed to be a replacement for a pension. It was more of an executive perk when it first came out. And don't get me wrong, 401ks, when a person's, you know, getting a 3 or 4% match, it's a great thing. But when you look beyond that and you start looking at it from a pension perspective, it does not have principal protection for you. Most people that I talk to do not know what their fees are, and they don't even know what the performance of it, how it's even done for them. So you have a kind of a scary combination here, because I really believe there's a lack of focus, I guess, in looking at this from a macro perspective on income. People really, you know, focus so much on return out there, but not enough on income. You know, you'd mentioned Social Security income. Some people have it. Social Security income, people have it, but defined benefits, some do. But then you got that gap, and how do you close that gap is where I see the biggest challenge out there right now, Bill.
And in some cases, if you try to close the gap by making money, then you're just reducing your Social Security benefits. You're trying to, you know, you're two steps forward and two steps back almost in some cases. So there's really, you know, I think there's a AARP and other groups are saying, they're calling it life reimagined. There's a lot of focus on encore, what they call encore careers, which sounds dramatic, like you're coming out for the encore. But the problem is, so is everybody else coming out for the encore, and there's it's affecting the workforce in a big way, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, from speaking to a lot of people, Bill, that one of that group over 50 you're talking about, you know, it's one thing to be working at something you're passionate about and loving it and doing it because you love it. It's another that we're facing now, at least. You're seeing it more and more finally being brought to the forefront, that you're going to have people working because they have to work into their 70s, in some cases 80s. And, you know, that's a risky proposition, because if something happens health-wise and you haven't prepared correctly on the income portion of it, you know, that puts some people into, you know, a scary position.
You know, what it reminds me of, Michael, is I love Hawaii, and in Kauai they had this devastating earthquake. I mean, excuse me, devastating hurricane several years ago. Remember that? And what happened was, everybody rebuilt, everybody bought refrigerators and air conditioners and major appliances all at the same time, and they disrupted what was a natural cycle. So it went from boom for the contractors and the sellers of those things to bust, as all of a sudden now they reset, for everybody reset on a new cycle. And what's happening in the workforce today is that people are saying, I'm not going to retire at 65, I'm going to work till 70 if I can, 75 if I have to. And they're using those jobs that would have been a natural flow for a turnover for a younger person to come into the workforce. So it affects everybody.
Absolutely. That's a great point. The younger workforce coming up and the challenges that they're having with people wanting to work longer. And we haven't seen the full impact of that yet, nowhere near it.
Of course, now you have the competing side of things, that when somebody reaches age 65, they can go on to things like Medicare and things along those lines, as long as they're around. But here's something that I think might be interesting for our listeners is, because you may not be aware how often Social Security has changed and where it used to be without too many rules or regulations and where it is today. How much has Social Security changed over the last, say, 15, 20 years as far as the requirements for getting it, for getting full benefits, the take-backs and taxes and all that kind of a thing?
Well, the scary part is that there's some obviously major issues facing it, Bill, and unfortunately, addressing them has not come to the forefront. And I think that's the part that is making a lot of people nervous, not only in the planning space, but ultimately people looking at Social Security and is what's going to happen. You know, where am I going to be when I reach the age? Is it going to be a situation where it's pushed back a few years? Am I going to receive less benefits? Am I going to receive more taxes? Because this has been going on since the 80s. If you look back and do any research on it, it's been a constant conversation that continues to be approached in Congress, and nothing been, you know, defined or put into place yet, but clearly we've got about 15 years here before it starts to completely be underfunded, and something's got to be done. Now, the big question mark is when you're trying to plan for income is, you know, how do you plan? And you kind of take a look at, is it going to be a 5% bite? Is it going to be 10, 15, 20? You know, how is it going to affect me in my overall benefit that I'm anticipating receiving if I'm 10 years away, 15 years away? And, you know, having a question mark out there just puts another level of risk, Bill.
Yeah, you can't plan. You don't plan to travel somewhere to a Mirage, unless it's the Mirage Hotel, and that's a nice hotel. But if you're going to plan something, and a lot of planners have been doing this, it's like Social Security is like a given. It's built into a plan, the plans that I've seen, anyways. Yep. And now we're starting to wonder, is it a plan? I mean, even in the statements they have. You know, this may not be exactly like what you're going to get down the road, something to that effect built into into the statements. So we don't know what will happen. So what are people to do? Are you offering solutions in America's retirement crisis, or what's happening there?
Absolutely. That's a great question. And one of the things that big reasons why, as I was stating earlier, was number one was trying to find a better solution that I felt. It was just there's a complete lack of focus on fixed planning. And after hearing client after client saying to me, Mike, you know, why don't more people know about what you're showing us? You know, that started me on the journey of writing the book and then getting out there and speaking and doing radio interviews like this on a regular basis, educating people on fixed planning. And I think the word educate is an important one. As you know, Bill, one of the things that are lacking out there the most in financial planning is education. And learning other ways and thinking outside the box a little bit and being able to learn is important. But I also felt that fixed planning, where you're in a situation where you have principal protection, which my book talks about, and teaches you a way where you can get 0 to 12% interest credits, teaches you a situation where you can create a tax-free environment. You can get a tax-free legacy, you know, once you pass away. Those are important elements. And I always say, whether or not it fits you or not is fine, but getting educated is the most powerful thing that you can do for yourself.
So getting educated, absolutely, and putting time on your side, wouldn't you agree, is the number one ingredient? I mean, right?
Yeah. It's the biggest benefit you got working for you because you can't buy it. And it speaks towards principal protection, too. One of the most common things I hear from people is, you know, they went through three market corrections and then they just got fed up, whether it was they had, you know, a bad advisor situation or they made bad choices or whatever the case may be, or they got sick of the market. They went on the sidelines and they're sitting there in money markets. And that's not a plan for the future. And I think the value of educating people on principal protection for the portion that's covering the gap, you know, that's critically important. As my book says, this isn't a beat on stocks book. It's more of, hey, you know, the portion that your gap that we've been talking about here, Bill, where you got your Social Security income, and if you're lucky enough, you have your pension, you got that XYZ gap that you have there that you're going to need to cover your expenses. I'm a big believer in principal protection there, because you lose 20% in the market, it's going to take you, you know, 3 to 5 years to make that back, and you go through, you know, 3 to 5 of those during the cycle of your career, you know, those are years you can't buy back. And people really just don't understand the value of that and getting educated on how that works and what it can and can't do for them.
So you're talking about avoiding negative yield dips that you have to recover from, right?
Absolutely, the time that it takes to recover from there, absolutely. As we were mentioning about time, you said earlier about the fact that, you know, time is your friend, absolutely. I'm a total believer in that, as well as principal protection. I'm a big believer as we're talking about these income gaps, that, you know, creating a principal protection situation is a big advantage for yourself.
And principal protection meaning that in a bad year, the worst you can do is zero, and if there's kind of a floor in the investment yield that of the types of things that you're talking about, I believe, right?
Absolutely. It's where you're getting a 0% interest credit versus A, it has a 20% loss or a 30% loss or 5% or whatever the heck it is. You're not having to worry about that.
And well, that's when zero is a hero there, huh?
Yeah, zero is your hero. I don't buy into zero as a hero because you're creating a tax-free legacy as well, and you have benefits you're paying for, but you're not worrying about the actual credit that you have a problem with. And that, you know, ultimately, hey, I took a 20% loss. Oh, great, I got to wait 4 or 5 years to get back to where I was. And it created a lot of discouragement out there. And, you know, ultimately, there's investors where it doesn't make a difference, but there's a group of investors out there that we like to educate that we know it's made a big difference in.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So your book is how long is the book? How many chapters is it? And what are some of the things that our listeners would read about?
Absolutely, it's about 120 pages, 15 chapters. And it starts off going into in more detail a lot of what we were talking about, Bill, about the Social Security system, about the tax issues that we're facing, about, you know, the 401ks and how they're structured and the changes with ERISA and what they're facing from those regards. And then it starts getting into solutions, you know, that depending on the ages, there's different solutions we educate them on, kind of like I was just talking about, on principal protection, on what indexing is. You know, some people have heard of indexings, but they've not maybe heard of insurance-based indexing. Tax-free income, how to create it, something called arbitrage, and learning about how that works. And once again, giving them knowledge, which I believe in the end is power, because then you have a choice to know, hey, is this something that's going to fit me or not? And getting the education is critically important.
So listeners, listen up. It's one thing to educate yourself. It's another thing to take a course on something, right? I mean, a lot of people these days, there's a lot of information all over the internet. You can pick up drips and drabs and things like that. But there's a difference is if you went and took a course on something. And so this is an opportunity for you to walk through an organized overview of what are all the problems and how do they affect you and what are some of the better solutions out there so that you can be planned. And that's what this show is all about, is helping you to identify and get planned early. So, Michael, tell us, how do our listeners avail themselves? How do they get the book, and what's the best way to get in touch?
Absolutely. The book is offered for $19.95, but just if you mention Bill's show when you call in, you get a free copy mailed out to you. It's 800, they would call, 387-9958. Once again, call 800-387-9958. Mention Bill's show. We'll send it out, plus a bonus. We'll send you a free copy of what they call a financial roadmap. It kind of shows you how you go about doing this.
Okay, so if you're listening to this today, if you're listening to this at some other point in the future, whenever you're listening to this, can they call in any time and ask to just reference the Exit Coach Radio Show
or
my name and Bill Black? Okay, that's
just
fantastic.
Say Bill Black, mention the show, and then a customer service person will send it out to you, no problem.
And when they're done reading this book, what's the feedback that you've gotten from people that have read through it?
It's the same feedback that we get, Bill, from when you're sitting down with a client is, what, you know, typically is what's the catch, okay? And ultimately, why don't more people know about this? And I think, unfortunately, our industry has not done a great job of educating out there and focus more, unfortunately, on the mudslinging. There's a lot of that goes on within the industry, as you know. But I think at the end of the day is once they get educated, they really have a direction on whether or not they want to find out more and learn from a professional the next step. And that's really what the goal is to educate them to say, okay, you know, this is something I want to learn more about, or, you know what, it's not for me. And either or is fine, as I've said a few times here, but the most important thing is education is power.
Okay, I like that. You know, sometimes the catch is there is no catch. It's just great information. And, of course, Michael is in business to do business. But that doesn't mean that you're going to get this information and read about it and not be better off because of it, whether you call him or call someone else. Just get the information and get educated on it and then decide what to do from there, right? That's the bottom line, is just like what we're out to do is help people get information and make good decisions. Listen, learn, and act on what you decide to do. Don't just sit back and wait for bad things to happen, because there's a problem ahead. Like you say, America's retirement crisis. Thanks very much for joining us today, Michael. It's been great to talk with you, and I'd love to check back with you later and see if any of our listeners have taking the opportunity to get your book. Again, they can get it at 800-387-9958. 1-800-858-5858 and just mention the show. And thanks very much for joining us today.
I appreciate the opportunity to be on here, Bill.
Been a real pleasure. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with another guest, so please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.